Here is Chapter 3 of Rise 2, written in full, continuing seamlessly from Chapters 1 to 2 and formally introducing scaffolds as the central concept, without mysticism, teleology, or overreach. Chapter 3. Temporary supports that leave permanent shape. In the previous chapter, we saw that structure persists only when constraints themselves are constrained. That insight leads naturally to a deeper one. Some constraints are necessary only while a structure is forming. Once stability is achieved, those constraints can disappear. What remains looks self-sufficient, but it was not born that way. These temporary constraints are called scaffolds. Why direct assembly almost never works? Imagine trying to assemble a complex structure all at once. Every part must be placed correctly. Align with others. Remain stable during assembly. Any small error propagates. This approach almost always fails. Direct assembly requires precision everywhere, simultaneously. That level of coordination is rarely available. Scaffolds solve the timing problem. A scaffold changes the problem. Instead of demanding global coordination, it provides local support. Temporary alignment. Staged stability. Parts can form gradually. Errors can be corrected early. Later steps do not depend on perfection at the start. Scaffolds turn a fragile global task into a sequence of survivable local ones. The signature of a scaffold. A scaffold has three defining features. It constrains early behavior. It restricts motion, configuration, or interaction during formation. It is not part of the final structure. Once stability is achieved, the scaffold can be removed. Its removal does not destroy the structure. If removal causes collapse, it was not a scaffold, it was a load-bearing element. These features distinguish scaffolds from permanent supports. Why scaffolds must disappear? A structure that depends forever on a scaffold is fragile. If the scaffold degrades, drifts, fails unexpectedly, the structure collapses. Survivable structures internalize what scaffolds once provided. The constraint migrates inward. Examples without metaphor. This idea is not abstract. It appears everywhere. In crystallization, temperature gradients act as scaffolds that disappear once lattice structure stabilizes. In development, chemical gradients guide formation but are not present in the mature organism. In learning systems, external feedback shapes behavior before internal models take over. These are not special cases. They are the rule. Scaffolds reduce the cost of error. Without scaffolds, errors accumulate catastrophically. With scaffolds, errors are localized. Corrections are cheap. Failure does not cascade. Scaffolds do not prevent error. They make error survivable. Why scaffolds cannot be permanent? Permanent scaffolds create dependency. Dependency limits adaptability. Adaptability is required for survival under changing conditions. A structure that cannot shed scaffolds cannot respond to new pressures. Thus, elimination operates again. Structures that cannot remove scaffolds do not persist. The difference between scaffolds and templates. A scaffold is not a blueprint. It does not specify the final form. It restricts the space of failures. Templates dictate outcomes. Scaffolds limit collapse. This distinction prevents teleology. Why scaffolds appear without planning? No agent needs to design a scaffold. Any temporary constraint that stabilizes formation disappears naturally, leaves behind a persistent structure. Counts. Scaffolds arise whenever formation is otherwise impossible. The transition to history. Once scaffolds exist, history matters. The order of assembly affects which constraints internalize, which supports vanish, which structures remain viable. From this point on, the universe becomes path-dependent. Not because laws changed, because scaffolds introduce memory. what this enables next. Scaffolds explain how complex structure forms without foresight. Why temporary environments matter. How stability can emerge from instability. But they raise a new question. What happens when scaffolds begin to scaffold each other? That question leads directly to hierarchy. Closing sentence. Scaffolds allow structure to borrow stability from the present so it can survive the future. If you want next, I can write chapter 4, elimination at two levels, objects and organizations, comma. Add worked examples to chapters 1 to 3, physical, biological, computational, comma. Or pause for a tone and scope alignment check before moving on. Just tell me how you'd like to proceed.